everyone, and welcome to Shawnee Talks. This is the July 20th special. I'm just here to kind of update you guys on everything that's been happening, and then we are going to get into, you know, just kind of the topic, which there isn't really a real topic. I'm just kind of giving you guys insight of where I have been and what's been going on and things of that nature. So once again, welcome to Shawnee Talks. I hope you guys have been amazing. I've been going through different obstacles. It's been challenging. It's been, you know, emotional. It's been crazy. It's been a very, very, you know, crazy ride with everything in my life right now. But I do hope you guys have been doing great. All right. So let's jump right into it. I think the last place we left off with each other was me quitting my job, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was the last place that I left off at. So, long story short, I'm back at that job. Okay? I'm back at that job. I'm actually getting ready to leave again. I don't know. It was like when I quit, like something in me was just wanting to go back so much. I had made an amazing friend at the job, and I think that was like really the base of me wanting to go back. You know, I just missed it. And so I did. I went back to the job. I got me a new car. You know, I saved up money. I got me a car, a new car. And now I'm getting ready to leave the job. So it was almost like whatever was pulling me back to the job, it was, you know, solely to get my car. And now that I have my car, it's like the pay isn't working for me anymore. So I'm not sure. I do have another job now. I start that very soon. So right now I'm still at my old job, but I do start my new job very soon. I moved. I've moved from January. And I'm getting ready to move again, because right now I stay with my parents. So, and in case you guys don't know, I feel like a lot of people don't, you know, take this into account or don't remember or whatever. I'm 19 years old. So I did have my own house. I was sharing it with my sister when I was 18 and 19. Well, I had just turned 19. When we got the house, well, the lease came around. We was really debating on if we wanted to keep the house or not. We decided not to, and so we moved back with our parents while looking for another place. But I think she's gonna end up staying with my parents, and I'm actually moving out of state very, very soon. So the job that I did get is, you know, a job that when I move, I don't have to quit it, you know, because it's transferable. So that's actually very, very good for me. I'm very excited about it, you guys. I don't know. I've been going through it, you guys. Emotionally, I feel like my emotions have not been there. I feel like there was a time where I was stuck at the bottom of the barrel in a very dark place. And honestly, if I'm being 100% honest with you guys, I'm just now starting to come up out that place. You know, I'm just now starting to, you know, regain a focus point in my life. I'm just now starting to do that. Like, literally last week. Like, it's been so hard for me, and it's been so just kind of all over the place that I'm, you know, I just need a reset. And I feel like a new environment, a new job, I have a new car, like everything is brand new. I feel like that is just an amazing start for me. So that's just to catch you guys up on what's been going on. But let's dive into what's really been going on in my life. Let's talk mental health and emotional health, things of that nature. I have been mentally and emotionally unstable. I'm not sure about, you know, you guys, but I'm the type of person that I feel like I need a plan. You know, I need to see a plan in front of my eyes in order to be mentally stable. You know, like I have to write everything out. Okay, how is this gonna go? What am I gonna do next? What's the next step for me? I have to have a next step written down. If I do not have it written down, regardless of if I'm gonna follow it or not, my mental gets really wacky, and that triggers my emotions because I feel like I'm lost in life. I feel like I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to be doing, you know, and that has been happening to me a lot. When I tell you guys so freaking much, you guys do not know how many times I've written down a plan. And like I said, regardless of if I follow it or not, it just gives me comfort. You know, mental comfort and emotional comfort, just to know that I have something written down, you know. And if all else fails, I can fall back on that plan, you know. So it just, I don't know. I just feel like I always have a backup. I just feel like it's always something that's going to be there. You know, like I said, if all else fails. So for the longest time, my brain could not gather up a plan for me. For the longest time, my brain just couldn't. I knew what I wanted to do, but it seems like everything has been hitting me left and right, left and right, left and right. Like with my car. You know, my luckily the dealer that I got my car from, she was nice enough to have my first car payment, you know, 6 weeks out from when I got my car. So that helped me, you know, relax, because I'm not worried about a car note. I'm not worried about, you know, just anything related to my car. I wasn't worried about it. However, my car started acting up. That was like a huge thing for me, you guys. My car, the idle engine was something was wrong with my idle engine. And this problem went on over the course of like a month. And it was so stressful because I'm just like, okay, you guys, this is like my first ever car and it's already freaking up. You know, and I'm like so stressed behind it because I didn't know what to do. I was just kind of like upset at the fact that it was messing up so early, you know, and when I had bought it, I was just like, oh my gosh, like there has got to be something that I can do. Like, I want to exchange this car. I'm going to return it, you know, whatever. Like, it was messing up that bad. Like, I was seriously stressing out over it, like terribly bad, right? So, we got the car fixed after like a month of me taking it back and forth to the dealer. We finally got it fixed. So what would happen is they would do fixes on it and it would be temporary fixes. And when I say temporary, I mean like they would fix it and then 2 days later, it's right back doing the same thing. And it was strange to them because they didn't, you know, I'm not gonna say they didn't know, they were just doing minor fixes to see if it was the big problem that they thought it was. So, and it turned out being that big problem that they thought it was. And after they fixed that, I haven't had a problem at the car ever since. Like, it's been amazing for me. So that did get fixed. In the midst of all of that, I just kind of realized like, hey, I really hate my job. again. I really hate my job. My job isn't, you know, it isn't financially what I need anymore. It's not, you know, it's just, it's not a good fit for me and the things I need in my life anymore. In the midst of, you know, me feeling like that about my job, that led to me wanting to move, you know. And I'm just like, now I've always wanted to move, always, but I've never wanted to move as much as I do right now in this moment in my life. You know, over this past month, I've just been, you know, it's been very, very, you know, on my mind, heavy. Like, yes, I really want to move. And I've asked my sister, like, hey, do you want to go here with me? No, I think I'm gonna, like, you know, hang around here. I think I'm gonna, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so it's a big move for me, you guys. Like, it's something so serious, because I'm not just moving, you know, 30 minutes away. You know, I'm hopping states, babe. Like, I'm leaving my state that I'm in right now, and I'm going to another state. Like, I'm just leaving, because I freaking, you know, I don't like it. I feel like my mental has had enough. You know, I feel like I am being held back here, and I don't like that at all. And so I've decided to move. Now, I was going to take a trip to the place that I'm going to be moving to, and, you know, just kind of sort it out. I filled out for jobs, I had interviews, I had, you know, everything was 100%, like, good going for me, you know. And right once I, you know, got ready to leave, everything just happened, you know. Right once I got ready, not everything as in, like, oh, my, you know, not everything bad happened necessarily, but, like, bills were due, you know, at the time. So it was more so bad timing on my part, but in the moment, I did not look at it that way. I just looked at it as, like, you know, oh, these people don't want me to do this, or oh, or oh, this, or oh, that. You know, it was just kind of like a complaining thing, because I was anxious, you know. So, but I do have it to where now, you know, I do sit back and I think, and I'm taking my time now, because when I tell you guys, I was so, it was an impulsive thing. Like, I was driven by an impulsive, you know, just mindset, like an impulsive, you know, impulsive emotions. And now that I actually have taken the time to kind of, you know, sit back and really think about everything and, like, get a plan, I got it now, you know. I got it. And so it's been so freaking it's been so stressful, you guys. Like, I really wish you guys knew just the depths of everything. Like, I have cried so many times, because, you know, it's like, when you want to do something that, you know, you feel like will benefit you, and no one is trying to do anything to help you out, it just seems like you're always in the bottom. It just seems like, you know, nothing good is happening for you, you know. And that's how I've been feeling. That is exactly how I've been feeling for, like, the past, for all of June and most of July, up until, like I said, last week. I've been feeling like that, you know. So it's been rough. It's been very just stressful. I, you know, it's like, and I want to do things, but I don't have any motivation, I would say, you know. Well, then I didn't. Now I am getting my motivation back, but then, like, I wanted to do stuff, you know. I wanted to do stuff to better myself. I wanted to do stuff to help my situation, but I did not. I wanted to do things, you know, that was motivational. I wanted to do things that, you know, that could change my situation, but I did not have the motivation to do it, you know, in that point in time. And now I'm just kind of in a point where I had to take a step back and, you know, analyze what is the problem. And I've come to the conclusion that my job, I'm unhappy at my job, I'm unhappy at, you know, in my home, I'm unhappy, you know, with the way I'm living, you know, I'm just unhappy with myself. And, you know, and I came up with a game plan to change all of that. So I got a new job. I put myself kind of like on a new routine. I am saving, you know, and I'm doing things to change my environment as far as like my home living. I'm trying to like change things with that. So I am, you know, bettering myself, but I had to really sit back and, you know, analyze a lot of stuff, you guys. A lot of stuff. And like I said, it had got extremely bad, and I've just been very emotional. Not only, you know, was my mental bad, like I said, my emotions were terrible. Which kind of brings me to like my next topic, and you know, in what played into emotions, which was, you know, guys. I feel like us as girls, we get, some of us, I'm not gonna speak for everyone, but I will speak for the ones who do, you know, we get attached, you know, to people, guys, we get attached, you know, when we really like someone. It's just kind of like, dang, like, you start to notice that this person controls your feelings, this person, and without even trying, you know, your feelings are just driven by what they say, or what they do, or how they react, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, your feelings are driven by those types of things. And that was me, you guys. That was me for a little minute. And I hated it so freaking much. But it felt like that was something that I could not help. You know, I felt like I was just so attached, and I was just so, you know, whatever, that I couldn't help it, you know. And it was with one particular guy, it was. But I detached from that, you know. I detached, you know. And I just had to kind of sit back and realize, you know, hey, you are the only one that can control your happiness. You are the only one that can control your emotions. You are the only one, you know. And I had to tell myself this, and I had to have multiple talks with myself, you know, about just trying to just free yourself from certain people, you know. And I mastered it, you guys. I got it, you guys. Like, I had to really, it took a lot. And this isn't something that I've been working on for the past couple of months that I haven't been on here. No, this is something that I've been working on for about 2 years now, you know. And I'm just now getting it, you know. I'm just now getting to the point to where I'm just like, yeah, like, okay, whatever this guy does, like, it's not gonna make me cry. Whatever, you know, he's doing with whoever, it's not gonna make me cry. It's not gonna hurt my feelings. Like, now I can talk about it openly, because I am over it, you know. And it's not even so much so that I'm over it. And I was just telling myself this the other day, because I don't have friends. I was just telling myself this the other day. It was like, everybody looks at me and this guy is like, oh, you, because I've been, you know, dealing with him since 2018. So everybody says like, oh, you know, you're like in this long committed relationship with this guy, you know. And I'm just like, no, that's not the case. And I've come to realize, you know, what me and him have, like, we have, I feel like we've built that, you know. There's been times where I don't talk to him for months. There's been times where, you know, we don't speak. You know, there has been times like that, you know, where we haven't spoken in months, you know, but we never lose contact with each other. And that is something that I will always, always, always admire about us, you know, that we, no matter how long it's been, we can always hit each other up and, you know, it's like we never stop talking. And there's been a lot of situations where I have needed, you know, just someone to talk to, someone to vent to, and he was there for me. There's been times where he's called me late at night, you know, and it's just talking to me, and I'm listening, like, we're talking, like, you know, I feel like we built that connection first. Or throughout the time. I'm not going to necessarily say first. But we built that connection throughout time. So it's like, I know where I stand with him. And he knows where he stands with me. Like, it's just kind of like, I feel like we have that unspoken connection. So that even if we don't end up together, and he goes with this girl and I go with this guy, you know, it's always going to be our connection. You know, I feel like that. So that's where I'm at in my headspace with him. So it doesn't hurt my feelings to know, like, oh, you're talking to this girl, or oh, you're doing that, or oh, you're, you know, I'm not gonna say that I'm just like 1,000%, like 100,000% okay with it, and, you know, not gonna think about it, whatever. But for, like, the most part, you guys, like, I'm okay with it. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't faze me. Not only that, but I'm in a place where, not only am I in a place where I feel like I'm secured in his heart, and he's secured in mine, but I also feel like, you know, I'm focusing on what I got going on. You know, I'm trying to focus on my big move. I've been focusing on my job. I've been focusing on, you know, I've just been focusing on a lot of stuff. So I'm doing that, you know, I'm doing that. So, but yeah, I just feel like, you know, I bought myself to that conclusion, you know, and I had to sit back and think, like, me and this guy, like, we built a friendship. It's a friendship before anything, you know. Like, yeah, when we first started talking, like, he was like a little flirty, whatever, but you know, as time went on, it was more like a friendship, you know. So I do feel like I am secured in his heart, and he's secured in mine. Like, no matter what it is, like, you can deal with whoever you want to deal with, dude, but when we come around and, like, start talking, like, when we come around each other again, like, we start talking to each other again, it's gonna be like we never stop, you know, because we have that connection, and I'm okay with that, you know. I'm totally fine with that. And so it's just been, I don't know, I feel like before I came to that conclusion, I definitely feel like I was letting him, you know, just have a control over my emotions. And I'm not even going to say so much of letting him have control over my emotions, but it was like, you know, I was just really sensitive to just a lot of everything. I was sensitive to a lot of stuff, you know. And so I had to regroup myself, just get myself together, find myself again, and I found her, you know. And now I'm doing better. Now I'm just loving, you know, I'm loving the life that I have planned for me. I'm loving the life that I'm living in the moment. You know, it might not be 100% the best, you know, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And so it's just been, it's been an adventure. definitely has been an adventure. It's been a roller coaster. I've while we're on the topic of guys, I've had some run-ins with a couple of guys who, you know, it's just been like, I don't know. I feel like I'm to the point, honestly, right now, you guys, where it's like, I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want, you know, I don't want anything. I just want to be single. I don't even want to date around, you know. I don't at all. Like, I want to focus on what I have going, and I just want to figure it out, you know. And honestly, that's what I've been doing, you know. But I have ran into a couple of guys, excuse me, I have ran into some guys, and they have been real B-words. They have been freaking, like, oh, goodness gracious, you guys. Like, it has been so annoying. You know, I'm not gonna, like, go deep into it, because this is a episode for another time. But I will just kind of, like, graze through what has been going on. Because, honestly, my dating life has been very, very interesting lately. It's been very interesting. And like I said, I'm going to touch on everything in another episode. But I've just been on a roller coaster. And I feel like right now, like I said, I don't want a boyfriend. Like, I don't want to date. I don't want to give a guy my time of day anymore. You know, I'm just kind of over that. I've had a lot of run-ins lately. I've had a lot of, like I said, my dating life has been spicy. It's been a roller coaster. It's been all over the place. And I think I've done enough dating around to last me a little minute, you know? I'm kind of, like, burnt out on dating. So, I am. But, that's just kind of where I've been, you guys. About the move, I'm not gonna say what state I'm moving to yet. I want to get there first, and, like, then I'll announce it in a few, you know, episodes or whatever. But I'm so close to being there, you guys. I'm so close to reaching my goal, and I'm, like, very excited. I'm very excited about how far I've came in these last few months. How far I've came since I got my car. If you guys do not know, I didn't have a license for the longest. Like, I was driving illegally for the longest. And, well, I'm not gonna say I was driving illegally, because I had a permit. So, this wasn't fully illegal, but I was. I got my license April 7th of 2022, and then I got my car April 30th of 2022. So, it was like 3 weeks later, you know, I got my car, and everything, honestly, like, a lot of good things have been happening fast, but I feel like sometimes in life, like, when we want things to go our way and they don't, I feel like we highlight the bad more than we do the good. And that, I am guilty of doing that, because I've been doing that lately. And, you know, I've just kind of, like I said, I've sat down and I've regrouped myself, and I've gotten myself together, and I am back on a path that I can actually follow. I've written a plan that I can actually follow, and it's been good for me. So I'm really excited about it, you guys. I'm very, very excited. I'm just ready to elevate. I'm ready to, you know, just prosper and freaking live, you know. So, but that was really my catching up with you guys, just kind of letting you guys know what's been going on with me, what's new in my life. Like I said, I do have more episodes coming, you guys. We're gonna have a lot of spicy topics, a lot of spicy discussions. I do have people coming onto the podcast. I do have, you know, things lined up. So just be patient with me, you guys. I have been, like I said, really, I have been in a really bad mental state, and I'm just now coming out of it. So just bear with me. I know, like, I look at the text messages that you guys send to the phone number all the time, and I'm just like, I know, I'm coming back, you know, like, I'm coming, I'll be back, you know, and I'm here. You guys, I'm back, and hopefully it is for good this time, and I start uploading at least once a week. I have been extremely busy, so, and I do know that I have a very busy month ahead of me for the month of August. I do know it's going to be extremely busy, so just bear with me, you guys, and I am going to be getting these episodes out to you very, very soon. I love you guys so much. Thank you very much for actually sticking with me, like I said, through this hard road. I hope everyone has a wonderful day or night, whatever time you're watching this. And I love you guys. Bye.